Welcome to episode 735 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. One of the most cherished chapters in the entire Bible is Psalm 23. These verses are more than just poetic literature, they encapsulate the essence of Jesus' relationship with us, especially when seen in the light of the New Testament. As we unfold Psalm 23 together, we'll come to see Jesus, not just as a shepherd, but as our good shepherd. Verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." The opening phrase, "The Lord is my shepherd," is deeply significant, particularly when viewed against the backdrop of Jewish history and culture. David begins with the Lord, often rendered in English as Yahweh, or Jehovah, based on the Hebrew tetragrammaton YHWH. In the Hebrew Bible, God is referred to by several names, the two primary ones being Elohim and Yahweh. Elohim is a more generic term for God, and can even be used, in other contexts, to refer to other gods, or powerful figures. Yahweh, on the other hand, is the personal name of the God of Israel, revealed to Moses, at a burning bush, in Exodus 3 verse 14. By using Yahweh, David is invoking the covenantal name of God, the God who has a special relationship with Israel. By referring to God as my shepherd, David establishes an intimate, personal relationship with the divine. It's a profound affirmation of personal faith, a trust in God's care and guidance. Before we can fully grasp the depth of Psalm 23, we must first accept Jesus as our personal shepherd. It's a relationship of deep intimacy. The metaphor of God as a shepherd was not unique to Israel, but was familiar in other ancient Near Eastern cultures. However, within the Israelite context, the shepherd metaphor is deeply ingrained, dating back to the patriarchs like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who were all shepherds. The shepherd's role is to guide, protect, and nurture the flock, which mirrors God's relationship with his people. David, being a shepherd himself, before he becomes king, intimately understands the responsibilities of a shepherd, and thus recognizes the divine protection and provision in his life. David's choice of the term "the Lord" is not casual. It's a deliberate, theologically dense declaration of his faith, trust, and personal relationship with the God of Israel. It recalls the history, promises, and covenantal relationship between God and his people, while also foreshadowing future revelations in both Jewish and Christian traditions. The second half of this verse says, "I shall not want." In Christ, we have everything we need. Jesus, in his Sermon on the Mount, assures us that our Heavenly Father knows our needs and will provide for us. The first part of verse 2, "He makes me lie down in green pastures." The shepherd finds a suitable place for the sheep to rest. Jesus offers us spiritual rest. In Matthew 11 verse 28, he calls to all who are weary and burdened to come to him and find rest. Jesus calls us not only to live, but to thrive. Green pastures signify abundance. In John 10 verse 10, Jesus promises life in abundance, life that is full. We find spiritual nourishment in him, the bread of life. The second part of verse 2, "He leads me beside still waters." We can find peace in Christ. Turbulent waters can be distressing to sheep. Jesus, our good shepherd, provides tranquility. "Amidst life's storms," he says, "peace, be still." We can find refreshment in Christ. Just as water revitalizes, in John 7 verse 38, Jesus promises streams of living water, flowing from within those who believe. The first part of verse 3, "He restores my soul." Restoration is available through Christ. When we wander and are lost, it's Jesus who seeks us, just as he did with the lost sheep, in Luke 15 verses 3-7. He restores us, and brings us back to the fold. But, Jesus offers not only physical, but also spiritual revival. When our spiritual fervor wanes, he rekindles the flame. The second part of verse 3, He leads me in paths of righteousness, for His name's sake. There is guidance in Christ. Just as a shepherd leads his sheep to safe paths, Jesus, our good shepherd, guides us. He says this very thing in John 14 verse 6. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Everything He does is for the glory of the Father. When we follow Him, we too are called to live for God's glory. Verse 4, Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me, Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. Even in the darkest valleys of life, Jesus is with us. He faced death itself and overcame, assuring us that we never need to walk alone. There is comfort in Christ. His rod, which offers protection, and His staff, which provides guidance, comforts us. In our darkest moments, the very presence of Jesus offers solace. The first part of verse 5, You prepare a table before me, in the presence of my enemies. We find honor in Christ. Even in the face of adversity and opposition, Jesus honors us, affirming our identity as children of God. We will feast with Christ. In the future kingdom, we are promised to dine with Jesus. See Revelation 19 verse 9. The second part of verse 5, You anoint my head with oil. Anointing with oil was a practice that signified blessing, favor, and honor. In a shepherding context, oil was applied to sheep to protect them from pests and to soothe any injuries. For David, the shepherd king, anointing also recalls the moment when he was anointed by Samuel, the great prophet and judge, marking him as chosen by God for kingship. For the believer, this phrase is emblematic of God's tender care, healing, and consecration. It signifies that in the midst of adversaries and trials, God not only provides, but also elevates, setting apart the believer for His purposes and bestowing upon us honor even in the presence of foes. This divine anointing underscores the special relationship between God and the believer, characterized by protection, favor, and sanctification. The last part of verse 5, My cup overflows. In Christ, we are blessed beyond measure. Ephesians 1 verse 3 tells us that we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Remember, God wants us to not just live. He is serious about us having a 10-10 life. God wants us to thrive, here, and in the hereafter. An overflowing cup is a call to a life of gratitude. Every good gift comes from our Good Shepherd. First part of verse 6, Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Jesus promises never to leave nor forsake us. His goodness and mercy are everlasting. And, like a shepherd pursuing a lost sheep, Jesus' goodness and mercy chase after us every day. The second part of verse 6, And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Our relationship with Jesus doesn't end in this life. It's eternal. He has prepared a place for us. With Jesus as our good shepherd, we have the assurance of eternity in His presence. Psalm 23 is a profound reflection of Jesus' care, provision, protection, and love for us. As we journey through life, with its many challenges, may we always find comfort and strength in the reality that Jesus, our good shepherd, is with us every step of the way. Let us embrace His leadership, lean on His understanding, and rest in His everlasting love. We thank You, Father, for the gift of Your word and the blessing of knowing Jesus as our good shepherd. Empower us to share this hope and love with others, that they too might come to know the peace and comfort found only in You. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.